Amen, and good morning, everyone, and great to see everyone this morning. And this is our worship from home that we're doing here from Central Christian Church. Nikki, would you turn up that microphone just a bit? Just pressing the button. And great to be able to be here together with all of you. And I know many people, there is popping up on our screen how many people are now watching from home. Oh, that's good. That's good. And this is our second worship from home. We started last Sunday broadcasting from our home as we went under a self-quarantine. And since then, we have seen more restrictions develop here in Denver and around the country, and more limitations on our in-person contact. So we're so glad that we have this technology that allows us to connect. Also this morning, we had several people, I think it was about 13 or 14, join us for our prayer meeting that we started at 9 to 9:30 on Zoom. And that prayer meeting is on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 9 to 9:30 on Zoom. If you're listening out there and you haven't gotten the contact information, just reach out to us on Facebook and we can get you that contact information. But great chance for us to connect as the church. A Bible study we also have on Tuesday, also on Zoom. And Zoom is really easy to get connected with. So please do reach out to us if you'd like to get connected and be part of that smaller group. But great to see everybody here. I see more people chiming in on our screen and showing us that you're here. If you're watching us, then chime in on the screen. We're also asking for people to get their communion ready. We're actually using milk and Pop-Tarts for our communion today. You know, we're just trying to do what we can. And that's a chance also for you. I hope when you're taking communion, maybe to participate, you could take a picture of you all taking communion and what elements you're choosing to use. And then you can post that also on Facebook. But wonderful to be able to be here together in worship this morning. And please do help let us know if there's anything that we can do for you. This is our new way of being church. And the church is not the building, the church is the people. And so this is a way that we can connect in a new way, new wineskins for the new wine. Nikki's going to start us off in worship by leading us in prayer.
So let us pray together. God of love and laughter and mercy and grace, we come into your presence this morning ever so humbled that you have called us here and created us a place. God, we ask that you remove those things that weigh so heavy on our hearts and minds so that maybe just in this hour of worship, may we feel a calmness on our spirit, that we may feel the Holy Spirit breathe new breath into us, and we may feel peace. God, pour into us your spirit. And may you be known to all that hear and see this day. May all know your love, and may all know your grace. God, be with us in this worship, and may we all feel your spirit and your peace and your presence. For it's in your name we pray this day and every day. Amen.
Amen. And now we're going to join together in song, and we will have two songs that we'll sing together as a community of faith. And hopefully I've chosen some songs that we all know, and I need a little more cord on that microphone, I think. Let's see if we can sing this song together. The song is called Open the Eyes of My Heart. So, and I've got a little girl over there. If you can sing out this song too, then that way we can join our voices together. Let's try together. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Let's do it again. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. Let's do it again. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my
And now we're going to invite all the children. This is something that we're adding to our worship service this week, to have a message with the children. And so we're going to invite our only child here is our daughter, Eden. So Eden's going to step up and join her mom, and we'll have a little message for the children this morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. So tell me, what are we doing here today?
We are doing church.
Yeah, we're doing church, right? Are we at the church building? Are we sitting inside the sanctuary where we normally are when we go to church?
No.
No. So what's different about today? Where are we doing church?
At our home.
At our home. That's right. And this is something new for a lot of us. We don't always think about doing church at home, right? We think about going to the church. We say, we're going to go to church on Sunday morning. Come on, guys, let's get dressed. We got to get to church. We got to go to church. Well, I brought a picture to show. This is a rock. Let me get it close to see if the people can see it. It's hard to see. But an elder in Owensboro, Kentucky, where I used to be one of the pastors, painted this rock for me. And it says, upon this rock, and it has the church building painted, the church in Owensboro. And I love this rock because when I look at this rock, it reminds me of the people that touched my heart all those years that I was in Owensboro. And when I look at this rock, I think of this elder, Jim, as being the church in my life. Because he gave me this rock that whenever I look at it, it doesn't mean I have to be in a church building. But I look at it and I remember all the people that loved me then. I remember all the different ways that the church has been church for me. And I remember that this place was so important, but what was more important were the people. And so now what I want to talk to you about, to remind you, is we can't go to the church building, right? Right now, because we're home. Right now we're home for the foreseeable future. But we can still be the church. What's one way you've been the church to somebody this week?
I've been kind to my dog.
That's right. You've been kind to your dog. We've been trying to be real patient with one another, right? Because we've never maybe spent this much time together. We're going to make some cards today for grandparents to let them know we're thinking about them. We're going to reach out to some neighbors. This week, what did we find on our doorstep? What happened on our doorstep this week? Do you remember?
Haley, Courtney, and Riley, and Boyd, and Aiden came over and gave us some stuff.
That's right. They left us a basket of love on our doorstep, right? We couldn't talk to them, but we got to see them. That's a way of being church. So I just want you to know, and all the kids out there, that during this time when we can't do church together, when we can't go to the church building together, we can still be the church together. We can pray for one another. We can join here together for worship. We can do Zoom conferences with the kids and get them together for play dates. We can still love one another. So let's say a prayer. Can we say a prayer together? All right. God, we ask that you be with us during this time. Help show us many ways that we can be the church with one another. And God, help these young people remember how many people love them and that they have a whole church rooting for them. God, be with these young people and their families. May they feel your love, your peace, and your presence during these uncertain times. God, we thank you for the children and the love they bring. Amen. Thank you, Eden. You can go back to your seat.
Amen. Thanks, Nikki, and thanks, Eden, for a message for the children. And also, we know our children's minister, Courtney, is doing special things for children, crafts and activities and worship and wonder, and they're sending that out in an email, but hopefully we can find a way soon to get that out to our audience on Facebook as well. But we come now to the time where we lift up our prayer concerns, and we have a list of prayer concerns in the life of the church that I would like to read out. We're broadcasting right now to the world, but we do have a family of faith here in Denver, and we have our own family prayer concerns, and a lot of people have reached out to me to ask if we would lift them up in prayer. So I wanted to lift up Thorne. Thorne is a member of our church who had an ordination service scheduled today, and he was so excited. He's been working on this for, I'm sure, 5 years and more, and it was scheduled for this afternoon. And so we want to lift him up because we've had to postpone that service. It was supposed to be today at 3 o'clock. And so we want to lift him and his family up in prayer today. Amen. Thorne, if you're out there, we say hello. Caroline, a little girl in Atlanta. She's the granddaughter of some very close pillars of our church. And she has a firm diagnosis of the coronavirus. About 14 years old, 13. But a little girl, we keep her in our prayers. Linda, a member of our church who has a new diagnosis just this week. The family of Russ, he's an elder in the church of our type in Troy, Michigan, and he's lifted up by Charlene and Marlene, who were newer involved in the church, and they wanted to lift him up and his wife, Susan, and the church in Troy, Michigan. He just passed yesterday, and he's an elder of that church. So we pray also for the church and his family. Another of our members, Darlene, her niece is ill in Mississippi with stage 4 cancer, and Darlene is traveling at this time to see her niece, so we keep these in our prayers. A member of our church, Don, 95 years old, who was in the hospital this past week, and so we keep him in our prayers. I believe he went back home yesterday. A member of our church, Jan, who is also in her 90s with a new, very serious diagnosis, also in a care facility. A member of our church, Susie, her father, with a new diagnosis of dementia. Keep this family in our prayers. Lee in our church has asked for prayers for her daughter. Twyla has asked for prayers for her daughter. Jennifer has asked for prayers for her father-in-law. Beverly, we pray for her, and we pray also for her son, Brad. We also have prayers for the medical workers and those who are working with the public in this difficult time, for the leaders of this country and leaders of peoples around the world, and for those who have lost jobs and who have lost income in this hit on our economy. We also have a praise that I lifted up last week, our dear friend Rachel, who has been struggling with cancer, got a cancer-free diagnosis. So we celebrate. This is a prayer concern of ours for a long time. Nikki, anything else that you want to share?
No, I think you covered it.
We've talked about this prior, and we prayed with our prayer meeting this morning. If you want to go a little more in depth and check in on how you're doing, join with our prayer meetings on Zoom at 9 o'clock. But let's go to God in prayer, and let's lift up all of these and also all that are unmentioned in our hearts as we pray together at this time. And God, we are so blessed, and God, help us to be a grateful people. God, help us to count our blessings, even in these very, very difficult circumstances, God, for we know each breath of life comes from you, but especially our salvation in your Son, Jesus Christ, not by what we've done, but by what you've done for us, and from the power and strength that we find in the peace that we find by your Holy Spirit. God, we are so blessed, and we know that the church is not a building, but the people of God, God, and the encouragement and hope and strength that we can give to one another in and out of season. And God, we are right now just asking for a special dose of your Spirit to bind us together, to knit us together as the family of God, even though we are separated by miles, even though we're not able to go to our building. God, help to keep us connected through new technology, through prayers, through reaching out one to another. God, help us to find the strength that we find in your church, even outside of the walls of the building. God, we pray this in Jesus' name. And God, we just ask your blessing upon each one who is listening in today. We just ask your special blessing upon these and all those that have been mentioned and all that go unmentioned in our hearts. God, we know that families are struggling. We know that people are ill. We know that there's lost jobs, that there's lost income, that there's lots of fear and uncertainty. God, help us to share the message of hope that we have in our faith in God and in your Son, Jesus Christ. God, help us to find our peace so that we can be a beacon of light to a hurting world. God, help us to know that we stand on a firm foundation of faith, that indeed we stand on the solid rock that we know in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That God, whatever might be the circumstances, however hard the winds blow or the oceans rise, God, that we know we can find that still, quiet place in the storm. God, that we know that we are secure, that you hold us in your hands. God, we trust in you, and we trust in your precious mercies, and we trust in your promises. We ask your blessing upon each and every individual, upon each and every family, whatever might be our struggle. God, help us to find a portion of your peace. And God, help us to reach out in that spirit of love to one another, for indeed love is the best medicine. God, how can we reach out? Teach us to reach out in new ways to our friends, to our neighbors, to our brothers and sisters in Christ. God, we are so richly blessed. And we pray for this hurting world. We pray for those who are on the front lines, for the medical workers. We pray for the leaders of countries here and around the world. We pray for the public spirit, that we can prioritize our health, that we can cross the barriers that divide us, so that we can be the one people of God. God, we trust in you, and we trust in your Son Jesus and in his promises, and we pray even as he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. And again, so good to be with you. And this is a spirit that connects us here and across the miles. And this is a worship service where we're joining in song, where we're joining in prayer, where we're joining in scripture. And we're joining in the message, and we're joining in the sacred meal. But right now, we're going to share the lesson that we have for the church today. And that is a lesson about how God is not confined to buildings. So I have here the lesson. Nikki, would you hold that up for us? Okay. And the lesson says, yet the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What does it say? What kind? Turn it around so I can read it. Okay, go ahead. Put it back up there. What kind of house? Put it back up there where I can see it. Yeah. Sorry. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? I can't read backwards. Did not my hand make all these things? Okay, this is a learning experience. This is a learning experience, I think. Nikki says, well, it's backwards for you all anyway. The point of this scripture verse is, yet the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands. And that is our scripture lesson for today. Amen. And that is what I think we've been talking about, that we're saying, you know, what does it mean to be church when we don't have our building? You know, and it doesn't mean that the building is not still operating. The building is, we were talking with our prayer meeting today and talking about all the things we had to have people shovel the walk. We have somebody chimed in and says, the text is backwards for us too. So, you know, we'll figure this out. But we've had to have people working, the custodial people there, the maintenance people there, people doing our secretary, administrators there, administering the business of the church. But it doesn't mean that we don't have a building, and we pray that we'll be back to our building. But what does it mean to be the church when we're not in our building? And I think that's what we've been working on this week. And we shared a little bit about that on Sunday, to say that we're finding new ways. I'm finding that I'm connecting to people perhaps even more in this season than we did when we were so occupied with the ministry of the building. But I know Nikki's been on the front lines, too, of trying to keep people connected.
Well, and I just think that it's so important to remember in this time, because I know for me, walking into the church building is a part of worship on Sunday mornings. It's when I pull into the parking lot and I see the cars, and when I walk in and I see the smiling faces and making coffee in the kitchen in the morning and the camaraderie that goes with that, I find that my spirit and my soul, they're missing those things. They're missing those faces. And yet, in some ways, I've talked to more church people in the past week and a half than I've talked to church people outside of Sunday morning ever, probably since I was the pastor so many years ago of a church. And so I think that as much as I'm missing certain elements, certain aspects of that church, of being in the building, I keep reminding myself that God is not in the building. God is in the building when we're in the building. When two or three are gathered, God is there. But God is in our living room right now. And God is present through these airwaves of Facebook, though this is such a weird way. And God is present. You know, the other day I was picking up a package from a delivery guy, and just that smile, you know, even if it's through the door, that's God. That's God working in community. And so I see brightness in the midst of the darkness. I see light in the midst of dark. And that's kind of where I am right now.
Well, and that's what we're talking about, the scripture that says God is does not dwell in buildings made by human hands. And then God shares to say, I've made everything. Why can you confine me just to this space? And I think this has been a wake-up call for all of us. And it's been a scary time, you know, lost income and sickness, and it's still a scary time. But what I'm trying to find and to look and to see what are some positives that can come from this. And exactly that has been our experience. We're finding new ways to be connected. And we are doing the church in the house, which is really a strange way. But what I know is going to happen, we had from last week, other people shared to say, this is how we took communion. And this is our new way of doing church. And then we've had people reach out to us. We had 500 and some views of our service last week, far more than we have in church on a Sunday morning. And people are reaching out to us, even people that we don't know. And so the message is being communicated, I think, in new ways. But the church in the house is something that, in fact, I think we've had 2,000 years of Christian history. We built cathedrals. We built church buildings, our own church building. And our own church has been here since for 145 years. But the church in the house was how the early Christians did this. And I'll share with you, and I made up these scriptures to share on the screen and not thinking that they would be backwards. So we'll try to figure out this technology. But here in the book of Romans, Paul writes, greet Prisca and Aquila, and greet also the church in their house. Or in Colossians, Paul writes, give my greetings to the brothers and sisters and to Nympha and the church in her house. See, in the early church, churches met in people's homes. And so this is really exciting, I think, in some ways that we are doing home-based worship and finding new ways through technology to connect. And in fact, the founders of our movement, Thomas and Alexander Campbell and Barton Stone, they wanted our church, the type of church that we have, to be just like that early church in the book of Acts. So in some respects, I think that this is a chance for us to be more like the early church and to get that sense of the church in a time of distress, like they did in the days just following Jesus' resurrection.
Well, and I believe it's a time also to get us back to what's most important, because I know sometimes we can get caught up in the color of the carpet, or where do we place the American flag, or somebody moved the pulpit, and those little things can become pretty divisive in a church. And I think this crisis, this pandemic, this never seen before, we're all in this together. And so it really doesn't, we're finding that some of that stuff that kept us divided for so long, it doesn't matter. That stuff doesn't matter. What matters is our love for one another. What matters is our connectedness to one another. And I think the early church understood that. And maybe it's because they didn't have all the stuff we have today. They didn't have as many distractions, but I have to believe they had their own distractions. I have to believe that they had their own things separating them. And when we get boiled down to basics, when all the things we've always had to quiet our minds or to busy ourselves so that we don't have to think or to feel, or those things are gone. No longer can we just say, oh, I have to run to the office. Sorry, you're here with the bickering kids. I have to go do this. I have to go do this. The kids have meetings. We have sports. All that stopped.
Hey, wait a minute. I resemble that.
I just waited to see when. But I think that it's shaken me to my core. But
me of what we often say, we say that in the end, it's all about relationships. You know, when we're lying on our deathbed, are we going to be so concerned about, you know, the things that we have, our possessions? You know, no, we're concerned about the people that we love, the people that are blessed, that love us, that we're so blessed to love us, right? So I think this kind of does, it strips us down and exposes our fears, but it shows us perhaps what's most important. And we're finding that relationships with our family, with our church family, our hearts are reaching out. I'm talking to more people on the phone than I can remember talking with. And it just seems, and those conversations seem so precious and affirming in this time. But I think that we're trying to find, and again, to offer the caveat that, you know, we do pray for those that are sick. And, you know, and we are, you know, we're very concerned. You know, Nikki's parents, her mother's very ill. As we mentioned, others in the church family that, you know, our hearts are reaching out to. We're talking to our own parents that are in those risk categories. I have a grandmother, you know, who's well into her 90s. So we are concerned about these. We don't mean to diminish the concern, but we're trying to keep busy and keep involved in our work and the work of the church and find new ways to be connected. So I think that's what this talk is all about today. Again, God does not dwell in houses just made by human hands. It doesn't mean that God is not present in the fellowship when we are together in our church building, but I believe that God is present amongst the human relationships there. Yes. Wherever two or three are gathered, God is there. And so here we are, we've gathered just the four of us and our two dogs in our house, broadcasting to other individuals and families. But look, God is gathering us across the miles but through this technology.
Well, and I just also want to say that if you find yourself, one blessing we have is we are gathered here with the four of us and our two dogs, and that makes a very full house at times, but it also makes for community. And there are some people that are out there that are gathered by themselves, and it can be very isolating and alone. And I just needed to say as a reminder that God is present with you too, and that God is, you are never alone. We don't ever walk this alone, because even if we find ourselves a party of one today in our house, we're not just a party of one, because we have God and we have one another, the love of one another. We have the community of the Holy Spirit and we have the grace of Jesus Christ. And so I just needed to say that, yes, we are blessed and fortunate and sometimes frustrated by the fact we have four people and two dogs in this house all the time. But for those of you that find yourself alone, know that you are not alone, that your church family is with you and God is always with you.
Well, and I don't know that we've seen anything yet. We've been kind of self-quarantined for a week. They say this could go on for a month. This could go on for 2 months. You know, we pray that this will break and, you know, pray for God's power of healing. But I think there's one last point that I want to make, which is how do we connect with that Spirit of God, particularly if we're feeling isolated, if we're feeling alone, if we're feeling in fear. One of the tools is to reach out. Yes. Reach out to another. Reach out to another, because if you're feeling that way, then somebody else is feeling that way. And that action of reaching out to somebody, that's what the family of the church is all about. So how can we find ways to reach out to others in new ways? That's what it means to be the church,
yes.
Not just to go to a building. And I think that we're finding throughout the week, you know, new ways that we can connect, new and creative ideas. That's the movement of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Nikki, I'll just let you have the last word, and we'll finish up our talk, and we'll share a song, and communion is also part of this service of worship.
I was just going to say to hold on to our humor, because throughout all of this, there's going to be blunders, and we're going to try to connect, you know, through teleconference, and we're not going to be able to figure it out. And People say it's so easy to get connected through Zoom, and yet I've disconnected myself several times. And so I would say keep your humor. And when you reach out to one another, it's going to feel awkward. And if I have to call someone and say, I'm having a bad day, will you pray with me? That may be something I've never done before. But all of this is stuff we've never done before. So risk and make yourself vulnerable and reach out and know that you are not alone. We're all in this together. And I can tell you that Kana and I are praying for each and every one of you every day and night. And we ask you to do the same for us. And just remember, we're here and we're all in this together.
Amen. And just so good to share with you. Please know if anybody is moved to respond. We have other ways that we connect that we share with the members of our church. But that would be welcome to anybody who's listening on Facebook to connect in our small groups on Zoom and other things that we have planned as we move forward into this new this uncertain future. But we're going to share a song as we close and as we prepare our hearts towards communion. I've chosen some songs that I'm hoping that people know out there as we're starting this new form. We don't all have our song books. But during this time, you may want to get your communion ready if you don't already have your communion elements ready, because we are going to share communion together as a worshiping virtual community. The song is Let Us Break Bread Together on Our Knees. Let us break bread together on our knees, on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy. Let us drink the cup together. Let us drink the cup together. On our knees, on our knees. Let us drink the cup together. On our knees, on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh, the last verse, let us praise God together. Let us praise God together on our knees, on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees, on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh, like Kanan said, if you have not yet had the chance to get your communion elements ready, please do so while you listen to the sound of my voice. But I'm going to make myself vulnerable for a moment. So the first few days of this self-quarantined were kind of exciting. They were fearful and nerve-wracking, but I remember last Saturday thinking of it as kind of an adventure. Kind of a, this will be a two-week adventure. We'll keep the kids inside. You know, I'll come up with exciting things to do. Eden knows how to ride a bike now, so we can go on bike rides. And what amazing family time this will be. And then this Saturday hit. A full week came. And when this Saturday hit, I'd heard more about how this was going to be longer than 2 weeks. And the kids were out of school for at least 30 days. And they're talking about possibly shutting down the city of Denver, you know, for the next 30 days. And I found myself unable to get out of bed yesterday. It started to feel heavy. And the kids were up and Kanan was on a conference call. And I was laying in bed and I thought, I can't do this. I can't do it. I'm a people person. I'm a relationship person. I need to be with people. And these people are great, but I need more people. And I'm a hugger. And I find my worth through helping other people. And I thought, this is going to be awful. And my brain started that
spin of there's nothing good. There's nothing good. This isn't going to be good. And all of a sudden, it's like something kicked me in the head and said, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? You got to get it together because you got to be strong for your kids. And you got to get it together because you got to be strong for Canaan and for the church. And really what I came to realize is I needed to reach out to somebody. I was in that place of darkness and it felt heavy. And so I picked up my phone and I texted three different friends, not saying I'm in a dark place, but just kind of, wow, this is lasting forever. And one of the friends I texted, I said, I think this has gone on for 50 days. And he responded and said, 53, I've been counting. And so it made me realize we are all in this together. And when we don't know where else to turn, I don't know about you, but I needed today to come. I needed Sunday morning to be here. I needed us to be able to join together over the airways. I needed us to sit and have communion together. I needed today. And so I have before me the cup of life that reminds us that we are never alone, that God, through Jesus Christ, understands heartbreak and loneliness, understands despair and having no answers, and yet also understands grace and love. And I needed the bread. I needed the bread of community. I needed us to sit together and to break this bread together. I needed the light of God. And I needed all of you to be together with me at this table, because we join with this at this table, not alone in our individual homes, isolated from the world, but we join at this table with God and Jesus Christ and the community of saints here and far. We join in this table with our hearts and our love and our lives connected. When I take of the bread and dip in the cup, when you take of the bread and dip in the cup, we are indeed together, and we are united in Jesus Christ. So come to the table today, brothers and sisters. If you feel like the world is spiraling out of control, here is a moment of peace for you, a visible reminder that God is ever present in the dark and in the light, in the isolation and in the community. God never leaves us. So come to the table, brothers and sisters. Let us break bread together in love.
Amen. And Nikki, if you'll hold the microphone for me, and Ezekiel, our son, is playing some harp music as we celebrate together. But please do have your elements ready, and we'll share in the bread and the cup. Of course, the scripture teaches us that it was Jesus and his disciples there in that upper room, and the scripture says how Jesus first took the bread. We're using a Pop-Tart today, but in whatever you're using, but this is symbolic of that meal that they had so long ago. And Jesus first took the bread, the scripture says, and he blessed it, and then he broke it, and then he gave it to the disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body broken for you. And likewise, the scripture teaches how Jesus took the cup. And again, we're using milk in our cup today. But this is symbolic of the blood that was shed. And the scripture teaches how this happened after supper. Jesus was gathered in the room with his disciples in that upper room. And he said, this cup is my blood shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Then the scripture teaches, and Jesus says, he says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the day of my return. Thanks be to God this day. Amen and amen. Nikki, the bread of Jesus Christ, the bread of new life. And Nikki, the cup of new life, the cup of Jesus Christ. Take and drink.
Canaan, the bread broken for you. cup of new life, the cup of peace, poured out for you.
Eaten here is the bread, symbolizing Jesus' broken body, the cup of new life, shed for you. Amen. And then I'll say to each one of you, this is the bread, the broken body of Jesus Christ, broken for you. This is the cup of new life, shed for you. Thanks be to God for this sacred meal that we celebrate this day. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Ezekiel, do you want to share communion with us? Okay, he says he'll share it later. Well, aren't we blessed to be able to be in this service together? And we'll look forward to when we can join together. Next time I hear somebody chiming in on our screen, I think we should all switch to Pop-Tarts when we return to church. Any thoughts? But we would love to see if you all get a chance to share what you took for communion. That's a way for us to connect, and then we'll watch on Facebook, and you all post what you took for communion during this service. And then don't forget the different chances to connect back on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock and Thursday at 9 o'clock, also a Bible study from noon to 1 on Tuesdays, and that's all on Zoom. And if you don't have that connection, connect to us on Facebook. We'd love to get you involved and share with you the things that are going on. This is a really exciting time in the life of the church and a very scary time. So just know our heart goes out to you, and let us know if we could be of service to you as Central Christian Church. In any way, don't forget to continue your giving. The work of the church still goes on, and we can give through Giblify. And also don't forget to reach out to your brothers and sisters in Christ. And with a phone call, with an email, let's do our best to help to keep connected, because that's a help to others, and it's also a help to we ourselves. Our prayers are with all of you. Let's go out on the benediction, and now may the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all through Jesus Christ our Lord this day and always. Amen. Ezekiel, finish up with a song as we close.